Army Lectures recorded on the morning of the 23rd, 1970, in Surat, India.
Means Vedic injuncts. And Vedic injunction means directly the Supreme Personality of God. This is the common substance. Dharma means approved by the Vedas. You cannot manufacture dharma. This dharma, that dharma, no. It must be approved by the Vedic union. Next, how this material world is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every religion accepts God created this material world. Jena sadhavani bhava dadas sattva tamomaya guno nama kriya rupai jidhavante jatha satham. The difference between material world and spiritual world is that here in this material world these three qualities are acting. Therefore we find so many different varieties of men. There are three qualities: the quality of goodness, the quality of passion, and the quality of ignorance, sata, raja, tama. Now, these qualities, again, mixed up, they create several varieties of, so just like three multiplied by three becomes nine, nine multiplied by nine becomes 81, 81 multiplied by 200 becomes so many varieties. They pass color man. They take three colors, that blue, red and yellow, and mix it, the color, and varieties of color is manifested. Similarly, these three gunas, originally they are coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that the three qualities are also emanated, that generated from the Supreme Personality of God. And the three qualities are represented by Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. The quality of goodness is represented by Vishnu. The quality of passion is represented by Brahma, and the quality of darkness is represented by Lord Shiva. By the quality of goodness, this whole material world is maintained. And by the quality of passion, the whole material world is created. And by the quality of ignorance, the whole material world is again annihilated. Bhutta bhutta praliya. The nature of this material world is that it becomes manifest at a certain time and again it disappears. That is the difference between material world and spiritual world. Spiritual world is eternal. There is no question of occasional appearance and occasional disappearance. Parastatvātu bhāva anya. In the Bhagavad Gita you find the description that there is another nature, bhāva, bhāva, sabhāva, bhāva, these are the Sanskrit terms of the nature. So that nature is Bhakta Bhakta. This nature is Bhakta na Bhakta, manifest and non manifest. So, above, beyond this manifest and non manifest material nature, there is another spiritual nature, which is Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. And it is also stated, Jasmin Sarvesu api nastatu na binastati. When everything is annihilated, that Sanatana nature is not annihilated. That Sanatana nature remains as it is. That is the spiritual nature and material nature. So these three qualities as from Vishnu, Brahma is generated, and from Brahma, Lord Shiva is generated. The original cause is Vishnu. And Vishnu's cause is Krishna. Jastaita-nishasita-kala. In the Brahma Sangita it is said, Jastaita-nishasita-kala-matha-valamma-jivanti-loma-vilaja-jagadannanatha. Vishnu mahan sa yajasya paladishesa govindam adipurisam tamang maya. Saranatnavishai Vishnu, the Vishnu lying in the causal ocean of material creation. So he is in the nature of sleeping, ananta, and he is breathing. So just like a nishasita kala matabalamma, this breathing, exhaling and inhaling, that is going on. So that exhaling and inhaling is the duration of this material existence. When Vishnu exhales, whole creation takes place. And when he inhales, the whole creation again. Pakitin janti mamata in the Bhagavad Gita says, then it enters into the nature of the Supreme. So, with the exhaling of breathing, universes are being generated. Just like a nishasita kalam. That period. Now imagine what is that period. Jivanti loma vilaja jagadannana. And also from the pores of the body, many universes are coming out. Such Vishnu, the Brahma Sangita says, just as he collapses, such Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Karana Dakshai Vishnu, he is also a plenary portion of Govinda. Just imagine what is Govinda. Just a nishasita kala mathavalamma jivanti loma vilaja. That is also confirmed by Govinda, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Ekamsena sthito jara. By Arjun, I inquired from Krishna, what is your opulence? That is described in the opulence. And in that opulence, he concludes that there is no necessity of describing my opulence very much. You simply understand that the whole material creation is existing in one fourth of my energy. That is understanding of Bhagavad Gita. We have to understand what is Krishna. So here it is also said, the jena sadhamani bhava. The sadhamani bhava. This goodness, this pattern, this mode, they are also represented in the spiritual world. They are also represented in the spiritual world, sadhama, bhava. But a perverted reflection he represents us here. Always. Everything is there. Otherwise, there cannot be any creation. But the Vedanta says, janma-adrasya-jataha. Everything, whatever we see, it has got a source of generation. And that is Brahma, absolutely. So, these gunas, these material gunas, they are also generated from the absolute truth. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita also. But here, everything is Paramhata's reflection. Therefore, we see in a different way it is represented. Gunanam kriyarupai vibhavanti jatha tatham. And those qualities, gunanam kriyarupai, when the qualities begin to act, they are represented in different varieties. These qualities of goodness, passion and ignorance, when they are interacted, they represent in different varieties of representation. Just like when there is quality of goodness, then it is Brahmini. That is the representation of the quality of goodness. And when the quality of passion is represented, that is the quality of Kshatriya. And when the quality of ignorance is represented, that is the presentation of the Sudras. And Mixta, quality of ignorance and passion, that is Vaishya. Chatubhannam maya system gunakarma vibhava. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. With these four qualitative representations, Brahmin, Kshatriya, so when it is creation by the Supreme Lord, it is not that the Brahmins had to be found only in India. That is another wrong conclusion. Because Brahmins means representation of the quality of goodness. Anywhere you find the quality of goodness, that is Brahmin. So these American European boys, when they have developed their quality of goodness, Krishna consciousness, they are Brahmin. If they are considered as Mlechas and Javanas, that is Narakiya Buddhi, elite consciousness. Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, if anyone considers a Vaishnava, a devotee of the law, in the categorical estimation of birth, then that is elite consciousness. Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, Atte Siladhi, Gurusu Naramati. Just like here, you are worshipping Radha Krishna Deity. You have all come here, early in the morning. And does it mean that you are all fools? You have come to see a brass idol is being worshipped here. So anyone who considers the Deity as Atte Siladhi, made of stone, made of brass, made of wood, and that is Narati Buddhi. Atti Siladhi, Sila, Sila means stone. So those who are unaware of the Vedic knowledge, they consider that this is idol worship. It is not idol worship. It is directly worshipping the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord has, by His mercy, descended to accept your service. If you want to drift the Supreme Lord, If you take his Virat Rupa, universal form, where is your cloth and how you can dress? You haven't got so much cloth. In spite of having so many meals, you cannot dress the Virat form. Therefore, Krishna, by his omnipotency, he becomes a smaller, just to be handled by him. That is his mercy. Not that, just like Krishna became a small child of Yashoda. That does not mean Krishna has diminished in his power. Immediately saw when there was a attempt to kill him by the Putana, immediately saw his godly power. So we have to study like that. The God in any circumstances is God. God is never man. Any circumstances, God is God. God is not that by meditation, pressing your nose, you become God. No. That is not God. God is God. All the Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhin Vina Vaitranthiki Harer Bhakti Utpataeva Kalpat. The conception of God or devotional service to God without reference to the Vedas, Shruti and Smriti, the Puranas, Smriti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatri ki vidhi, the Narada Pancharatra, this regulative principle, without reference to this regulative principle, is one, anyone claims that he has become a devotee of the Lord. It is simply disturbance. It is simply disturbance. One cannot become a bona fide devotee without being trained up under the regulatory principles of Sruti, Sriti, Puranadi, Pancharatri. Rupa Goswami directly says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that without reference, that means without being trained up by a bona fide spiritual master, if one possesses that he has become a devotee, he simply creates disturbance. That is Vrindavan. We have got so many so-called devotees, but without any reference to the authoritative scripture, that we are creating this disturbance. Here it is said that gunanam kriyarupi, gunanam akriyayirupai vibhavante jatha samam. Then I said, surjagni kang maruddeva soma sanda ahani disha kang kuh sang dharma iti jete dayatta shakuna. Now we are acting under the influence of different gunas. Therefore it's fine, the brahminical class of men, the Kshatriya class of men, the Vaishya class of men, the Shudra class of men, that is natural. A Shudra class of man, his behavior, and a Brahman class of man, his behavior is different. And Narada Muni says, and Bhagavat also says, that we have to see the symptoms, how one is acting. Just sahi jat lakhanam sam. Varna vibhajan. Varna, this chaturvarna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, there are symptoms. By symptoms, just like a physician diagnoses the disease, by the symptoms of the disease. Similarly, we have to accept one as Brahmin by the symptoms of his behavior, not by birth. It is not said in the Bhagavad Gita, any shastra. That is going on. in India at the present moment. By birthright, one is saying, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya. That is the cause of all of India's civilization. Without any quality, they are claiming and it is passing. Here, in every shastra, there is Narada Pancharatra, Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita, everywhere. It says, Jatahi Jatla Phanamisha, Jatla, the Varnasva, of the Varna, of the class, there are symptoms. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, I find, Satta, Sama, Sauta, Ajava, Tithikya, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asikam, Vishvadma, Tanma, Savava. By nature, a Brahmin will be truthful. Satya, Sama, he will be controlling of the senses, controlling the mind, very clean, Sauta. Satta, Sauta, Sama, Dama, Tithikya, tolerance. Even in the severest type of danger, he is never disturbed. Tolerance. Satta, samas, lamas, sauta, ajava, and simplicity. Jnana, full of knowledge. And vijnana, practical application in life. Asika, form faith in the scripture and Krishna, these are the qualifications of Brahmin. Similarly, a Kshatriya's qualification, they want to rule over. A Kshatriya never goes away from fighting, he's never afraid of fighting. He never, he's afraid of the challenge of the other party. It's like Jarasandha. Jarasandha was a Kshatriya and he was at the same time a Kshatriya's quality is charitable. Formerly the kings, they would distribute money like any they would collect money by taxing, but at the same time they would distribute. The example is given in the case of Maharaj Dasarath, that he was exacting taxes. Just like the sunshine exacts water from the sea, and it turns into clouds, and it distributes all over the planet. Similarly, the Kshatriya's duty is to collect, government duty is to collect tax, heavily tax. But the money should be distributed to all the citizens by department. That is the way. Dhano house. Not that I collect tax and I engage it in my self gratification. I employ 300 prostitutes for dancing before me. This is the cause of falling down of monarchy system. That's what people are in democracy. And the democracy is also failure. Every democratic member has become another divorce. So therefore it is coming down to communism, dictatorship. You see, in this way things are changing. But actually, if we follow the symptoms of a Kshatriya, then it is good for the Kshatriya king and the citizen, but they are not following. That the Shastra says that the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, if one is Krishi Vanijam Goraksha. That is a symptom of the Vaishya. The Kshatriyas are entrusted to protect the human being. The Vaishya is expected to protect the cows. Unfortunately, they are not doing that. There is no Kshatriya, there is no Brahmin. There is no Vaishya. Therefore, in the Shastra says, hello, Shudra Samava. In the Kali Yuga, there is only Shudra. There is no more Brahmin. Of course, there is. It's not no more, but very, -1, 1, 3. Manishanam Sahasra Brahman means one who is aware of the Supreme Absolute Truth, and one who is above Brahman when the Absolute Truth is worshipped, and that is Vaishnava. A Brahmin may be qualified in so many ways, but if he is not a Vaishnava, then he cannot be a spiritual monk. That is also stated in this house. Sat Parma Nipuna Vipra. A Brahmin is very qualified. Sat Parma. Sat Parma, 6 kinds of activities. The 6 kinds of activities are Pathan, Pathan, Jajan, Jajan, Dan, Pratigra. Pathan means he must be very much curious in understanding the details. That is very much studious, high class scholar in Vedic literature. Pathan. And Pathan, he must teach the Vedic knowledge formally, therefore, you know, everyone. And in every village, the Brahman had a chatuspati. The Brahman had no other business. He would sit down in his cottage and he will teach Vedic literature. Even in Mohammedan, Maulana, they also teach Quran. That is Brahmanical one. Pathan, Pathan. Not that I am very much learned, I will not distribute it. I shall. That is called Jnana Phala. Envious, even he has knowledge. The spiritual knowledge must be distributed. That is the system of our Vaishnava philosophy. Savanam Kirtanam. The Savanam is Patan, to learn from the spiritual master. That is called Savanam. And then Kirtanam. Then distribute the knowledge. Whatever you have learned from the spiritual master, you must distribute. Savanam Kirtanam. The Patan Patan. Jajan Jajan. Jajan means worshipping the Lord, the deity, and jajan, and inducing others to engage in that worship. This is going on, you kindly mark in this society. We are allowing the students, giving them volumes of books for reading, Patan, then Patan, then teach others. And they are worshipping the Lord and they are inviting others to come here and learn how to worship the Lord. Patan Patan. Jajan Jajan. Dana Pratigraha. They are exacting money. They give us some money. Become our member. But what is that membership fee? That is not being utilized for their self-gratification. Dan, for distributing knowledge. You give us some money as membership fee, we give you whatever we have got. We have got this book, take it. Dan Pratigya. So this is Brahminical business. Pathana Pathana Jajana Jajana Dan Pratigya. Again, in the Sanskrit it says that Sat Parma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Visharada. If a Brahmin has become very much a part in the 6 kinds of business and Mantra Tantra Visharada, and he knows also all the mantras and tantras, but his impersonality or void, and then he cannot become Guru. Avaishnava, Guru Rasasya, in spite of having all these qualities, he is impersonalist and bhayadi. He cannot become spiritual one. Avaishnava Guru, Sad Vaishnava Sapato Guru. On the other hand, if a person is Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, even if he is born in the family of Chandala, less than the Sudra, he can become a Sudra. Clearing of the heart. So, gunanam kriyarupai vibhavan tejasatam. Surya Agni. Now, the creation, the God's creation is going on. And we are acting under the influence of the material quality. As that, when we act in tamogun, we become entangled with so many sinful activities. Tamogun means ignorance. We have to act, because in the material world, sometimes we are under the influence of goodness, sometimes we are under the influence of passion, sometimes we are under the influence of ignorance. So when you are in ignorance, everyone commits sins or criminal activities simply by ignorance. Just like by ignorance a child touches a fire, the fire is not extinguished. Because it is a child, he does not know. Therefore, the fire excuses, it does not burn his hand. No. Even if it is charged, the fire must act. It burns. Similarly, ignorance no excuse of law. If you commit something and go to the law court and if you plead, sir, I did not know this law. That is not true. You have committed this criminal activity. Even though you did not know the law, that does not mean you will be excused. Therefore, all sinful activities are done in ignorance. Or in mixed up passion and ignorance. And therefore one has to raise himself to the quality of goodness. You must be good, very good man. And if you want to become very good man, then you have to follow this regulative principle. No illicit sexuality. No material. No intoxication. No gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. If you indulge in these four principles of sinful life, you cannot become a good man. And if there is want of good man, how can I expect peace and prosperity in the world? If everyone is full of rascaldom, how can I expect? Why you are accusing the government? The government is your representative. You are rascal, fools, you select some rascal and fools. How can I expect good government? Democracy. You become good man. You'll see, government is good. So therefore, the mass education should be how to become good man. And how one can become good man, that is also stated in the Shastras. Jashasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatta samasate sura. If one is simply made a devotee and he has got unflinching faith in God, Krishna, that all the good qualities automatically develop. So therefore this is the duty. This is the duty of this society. To make everyone a devotee, a sincere, a pure devotee of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If you make the people all good, you will have good society, you will have good government, you will have everything good. And if you create rascals and fools, how can you expect good government? That is not possible. Therefore, all serious, thoughtful men should take it that Krishna consciousness movement is very, very essential in this world. Thank you very much.
A devotee becomes more surrendered because the influence of the mode and three modes becomes diminished, or is the influence changed from goodness and charity to or ignorance and charity to goodness?
Yes, surrender means surrender to whom? The defender means to accept his order. The spiritual master trains his disciple in the way of goodness quality. So if you do not abide the orders of spiritual master, what is the use of your surrender? Surrender means anukullasya sankalpa pratikullam vivarjana. Anukullasya, favorable things should be accepted. And you do not know that the spiritual master will direct you. This is favorable. This is unfavorable. Don't mock. This is unfavorable. But if you don't accept the instruction, what is the meaning of surrender? Simply by offering obeisance, falling flat for the time being, that is not surrender. Surrender means you might abide completely the order. Sadhanma prishya, adu good bhaktam. To accept the guru means, shishya means one must agree to be governed by the shishya. That is called shishya. From sadhatu, all these terms, shastra, shastra, shishya, shasan, these are words derived from this. Rup, sadhana. Sadhatu means shasan, govern. The governing is done by military, governing is done by law books, governing is done by partner, instructor, so many things. So shishya means who voluntarily accepts to be guided or being governed by the representative of God. That is shishya.
In regard to what the Nāsa-Sīkha form, it explained that if one receives a mantra, the spiritual mass is not bona fide, that mantra has no effect. So it's something I'd like to ask, if one is wishing a deity, as the instruction that the spiritual mass is not bona fide, so that deity cannot be opened of the Supreme Lord?
Well, the impossible thing is that if the spiritual master is not bona fide, how is mantra can be bona fide? Your statement is contradictory. If you say the spiritual master is not bona fide, then how his mantra becomes bona fide? If he's bona fide, then his mantra is bona fide.
So why is he being instructed to worship the deity? Okay, so the spiritual master is not bona fide, then is the deity also not bona fide?
I do not follow what
his idea is that if one receives a mantra from a spiritual master, if the spiritual master is not bona fide.
Then there is no question of mantra, there is no question of worshiping deity. These are all bogus things. If you are not, just like here is a young medical man, if he has not received instruction from a bona fide medical college, then what is the value of his medical being? What is called? What is it? Technical, eh? Quark. Quark is not a medical man. However, he may throw all red bottles, white bottles. There is a Bengali power. Nor is all just to be in a doctor. One stethoscope, nose, and some bottles, jaw, and talking all nonsense, he becomes a doctor. That means a quark doctor, not a qualified doctor, he knows what is wrong. So now it's all just shiriti niye doctor. In Bengali they say. And mostly in villages they go on like that. But of course they have got some experience. I know in Alava there was a doctor, Kavi, Dr. Kavi. And because in my previous household life I was a chemist and I was supplying medicine, so he was my custom. So he had, like this doctor said, he was a compound, and later on he practiced. So he had very, very big price. He was my biggest custom. He was purchasing medicine like any. But he had experience. He learned from an experienced doctor. He cannot be called bogus, because whatever he learns, good. But generally, one who is not a bona fide doctor, his thought is a quack. So, anything experience, because it's not that you have to go to the Bengal to do. A train under a bona fide doctor, then also you can get the quality of a doctor. Similarly, the whole thing is, Tatvijnanathamsa gurumeva ujasthet, one should go to the bona fide spiritual master to learn this transcendental science.
Yes.
Then it is all good. But do you know what is bhakti? First thing is that.
Anything
that the mantra has,
if you do not know any scripture,
yes.
Any other scripture,
if mantra
is vanity,
yes.
Then any idea
is a grant. Oh, yes. Because this is a special advantage for the people in this age. That if we chant this Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, purely, then there are three stages of chanting this Hare Krishna. In the beginning, they are full of offenses. Then it is almost offenseless. And then when it is pure, that is perfection stage. So by chanting, if you practice chanting, even though in the beginning it is full of offenses, but if you continue chanting, therefore we say that you must chant so many times. So even there are offenses, by chanting, he will purify. Chetadarpanamahajanam. So therefore, in this age, we must stick to this process of chanting. That will make us perfect. If not immediately, we will do. That is special advantage for the men of this age. Kalau dosanidhi rajan sati dhika mahanugunam. Mahanugunam is a great advantage. What is that? Kitnani va Krishna. Simply by chanting Lord Krishna's name, Mukta Sangha, he becomes free from all contamination. And he becomes eligible to be promoted to the spiritual kingdom. That is special advantage of this age. Therefore, we are advising, we are preaching that you chant this mantra. In any condition of life, begin chanting. He will be yes.
Prabhupada, you mentioned first the mission to make sin because it's an ignorance.
Yes.
What if the person knows what he's doing is wrong, and he knows what the ultimate result of his doing is also wrong, but he still commits? Is that still a use?
Yes. That is ignorance rooted. Ignorance. Where a heart rooted in the heart. That can be, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Cheta Darpana Madhava. You have to cleanse your heart. Then, when your heart is cleansed, then it is no more I am going to do this. Apart from us, no. That is real knowledge. Unless your heart is cleansed, then, even though you know that by committing theft, I will be punished, insult. Because the heart is not clear. Even though one knows that by doing this, I will suffer, still he will do that. That distinction is always there. Therefore, the only method is this cleansing process in this age, Hare Krishna Mahārāja.
In the 14th chapter of the Gita, it describes that the mode of goodness, people who are in the mode of goodness become conditioned by that mode. They come back to the cheated birds and philosophers educated by theft.
Yeah.
And then in the 18th chapter, there are different qualities described, and the qualities of the Lord of goodness are said to be leading to self-realization. So he's presented a distinction between that mode of goodness that he described in the 18th chapter and the 14th chapter.
No, goodness is a chance. If you acquire, just like if you become a graduate, there is chance of becoming a lawyer. But if you do not become a lawyer, you remain only graduate, that's all. But without becoming graduate, you cannot enter to be a lawyer. Similarly, goodness is the qualification of a Brahmin. A Brahmin has a chance when you are qualified. You are following the regulative principles, qualified. You have got the chance of being promoted to become a Vaishnava. That is the advantage. But, in this age again, the same thing, even one is not a Brahmin, he is in the category of Chandala. Still, he chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he becomes elevated to the position more than a Brahmin.
That's called purified
goodness. Purified goodness is purified, but this material world is so messed that you cannot have your absolute goodness. That is not possible. There is sometimes it is mixed with passion, mixed with ignorance, mixture. Okay? Therefore, the transcendental state is called Shuddha Sattva. Sattva Guna is goodness. And the platform where the other qualities cannot contaminate even the quality of goodness. That is the state of devotion. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mantra Bharitari Bhakti Yogi Naja Srivate Sa Gunana Samatita Itam. All the gunas, he transcends all the three gunas. He remains in the transport. Therefore, Hare Krishna mantra is so fast. If you keep yourself always chanting, you stay on the above goodness, where the passion, the mode of passion and ignorance cannot touch you. Yes?
Is it true that all these